for standing by. I'd like to remind all participants today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the RAAB working group call on Monday, the 30th of August. And on the call, we have Staten Hammock, Steve Metallet, Elisa Cooper, Michaela Nilon, Holly Reich, Siva Mutatsami, and for staff we have Marika Cornix, Margie Malam, and myself, Glenda Saint-Jerry. Thank you very much, Steve. Over to you.
Thank you very much, Glenn, and welcome everybody. I think we will hopefully have a short call today. We don't have a lot on our agenda, but we'll try to finish up as efficiently as possible. I think the agenda items are listed on the on the Adobe site. I actually would flip this a little bit. We started last week, or at our last meeting, to review the summary of public comments that Margie prepared. And to see if there were, as a result of that, there were any changes we wanted to make in our report of Subteam B, or if there are any other comments that we wanted to respond to in the course of the review. And as a result of that discussion on the last call, I circulated two documents. One was a edited list of high priority topics taken from the initial report, and reflecting a couple of changes based on the comment summary, some additions on item number 7, a deletion actually in item number 1, and an additional comment in item number 11. And the document I circulated had some formatting problems, but hopefully everybody was able to see fairly clearly what those changes were. So that was the first document that was circulated, and the second document was, I just called it an addendum to final report, where we could give some responses, again, based on the conversation we had last meeting, responses to the public comments that had been received. Not areas where we thought a change in the report was needed, but where we wanted to say something in response to a particular comment. So I guess I'd like to discuss those two documents first, and then if people are happy with those, move on to the remainder of Margie's summary document. And really, we would just be looking at Section 7 of that document, pages 12 and 13. I think that's all that remains about comments on our part of this initial draft report. There are some comments on the Subteam A work, and we skipped over that. So if there are no objections, I'd suggest that we follow that agenda. Did people have any other agenda items that they wish to raise? Okay, if not, why don't we start in on these two documents? Did anybody have any questions or comments on the edits to the list of high-priority topics? As I mentioned, that included taking out the reference to a contractual definition of cyber squatting in number 1, because the feeling was there already is a definition of cyber squatting in the UDRP, and it could get confusing if there were a different one here. On number 7, adding a reference to reasonable time limits for registrar action on reports of false WHOIS data, and providing just a comment summary reference to that. And then in number 11, just adding in our comments column that the information that was submitted by the such as contact information and so forth of the registrar should be verified and stamped with the latest. The date of last verification that reflected so again, some of the comments that were received, and as a reference to that comment. So let me just ask if there are any questions or proposed edits, or are people comfortable with these changes to the list of high priority topics? Okay, hearing no suggestions for any changes, and I note a comment in the chat in support. Let's assume that that's okay, and we'll move on to the next document, which is called the Addendum to the Final Report. And as I said, this just lists in four or five areas our responses as was drawn out during our last meeting to some of the comments that had come in. Are there any edits or questions about this document? Anything that people would like to change or omit from this list? This is obviously incomplete because we haven't finished talking about the last section of the comments. But we'll just, whatever we come out with there, we'll just tack on to here. Any people have comments on this or questions about it? If not, we'll just assume that is okay too so far. And thank you for your review of those documents. Now, as I mentioned, and I'm sorry to keep the staff bouncing back and forth here on what has to be displayed on the Adobe screen, but at this point, we should turn back to the summary that Margie prepared and turn to page 12 of that summary, if we could, Roman numeral 7. And as you'll recall, we really set out in our report two different options for the next steps, one that seemed to have a majority support, one that seemed a significant minority supported instead, and then we also mentioned that some people didn't support either of them and wanted a situation in which affected third parties would be full participants in the negotiation. And so these comments that we see on page, starting at the bottom of page 12, are comments on that section of the report. And just to offer my initial reactions to this, it really seems as though we had some comments in support of all three options, if you will. There was a comment saying at the minimum, IPC believes such parties should be allowed to participate as observers. We had a comment from Phil Corwin that said process B, which was didn't have any official observer role for these entities would be the best way to go. And then the IACC, the International Anti-Counterfeiting Coalition, said they basically supported process A. We had some support for both approaches there. Excuse me. And then we also had, I thought it was an interesting comment from Alan Greenberg, in which he stated that the wording of the options may be implicitly biasing the outcome, and he said, if ICANN chooses to have as its negotiating team someone from ICANN Legal Services, the ICANN Chief Registrar Liaison, and several people representing ICANN stakeholder groups or advisory councils, that should be an internal ICANN decision. So I take Alan's point that we could achieve greater diversity, if you will, among the people around the table without moving beyond an ICANN team and a registrar team if ICANN invited people from some affected third parties to sit in as part of its team. So I think that point is well taken. And I think Michaela is correct that Alan's name has been misspelled. Holly had a comment, so let me open the floor here and see if anybody else wants to comment on the this last section, next steps for RAA. Holly, why don't you go ahead while others are gathering their thoughts? Holly, I know you were muted, and I hope someone told you how to unmute.
I heard
somebody. Is that you, Holly?
I think so. Is that me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was also interested in Alan's statement, but I think before we proceed on just talking about what is the likelihood of that happening, what is the likelihood of us saying to ICANN, it's up to you to nominate your negotiating team and having the team in some way representing or listening to stakeholder views. So I guess the question is, how is Alan close to the mark, or is this a crazy idea and we shouldn't consider it?
Okay. Well, I think literally you said, could we do it? We could certainly do it in our report if we wanted to, but I think the relevant question might be, how would the staff respond to that? So I don't know if anybody on the staff would like to comment on that, on Alan's proposal.
I'm sure it's Margie. I mean, the only thing I can say is I could take it back and check. We haven't discussed that at all.
Okay, so Holly, there's an answer to your question.
Yep.
I guess the question here, as we did last time, looking over these comments, handful of comments on this topic, do we think we need to change anything in our report to reflect these comments, number one? And number two, do we wish to, in our separate addendum document, say anything about these comments? So let me open the floor to any views on those questions. Should we make any change in the next step section of our report, or should we say something in response to any of these comments? Anyone wanting to express a view on that? Staten has asked to be recognized. Anybody else? Holly? Anybody else? Staten, why don't you go ahead?
I just simply want to say I don't think there's anything that has been stated in the public comments that would necessitate a change in our report.
Okay. Thank you. Holly?
I think I'd agree with Staten. I think that probably there still is a significant difference of opinion about what should happen. And I think our report says to the ICANN board there are divergent views on this. And I don't think those views have changed at all. So maybe we just say we note the comments, and the comments reflect the actual divergent views of the sub-team.
Okay. Thank you. Did anybody else? I see some support for that approach. Let me just ask, does anybody think we should go any further and say anything about Alan's comment, or just say, as Holly said, that the comments reflect the divergent views that we had within our group? Holly, any thoughts on that? Go ahead.
I would support Alan's approach. I think the view that has been taken by some is that ICANN actually does represent a larger community, and therefore it is appropriate if ICANN represents a larger community that the views of the larger community, including all of the parties, be represented at the table. And what Alan has done is say, well, this is how it might happen. Now, I don't know if everybody's going to be happy with that approach, but I think what Alan has tried to do is reflect the views of at least some of us that ICANN is a representative body of a lot of people who are affected by the RAA.
Uh, Okay, so is there anybody else in support of at least calling attention to Alan's comment in that way? I think Staten thought we should have no comment on Alan's view, according to the chat. Anybody else have an opinion on this? Okay. Well, I think in light of that, I guess my suggestion would be let's just keep it to what Holly said before, that we encourage everyone to look at the comments, which we think reflect the divergent views that were on the sub-team. And people who do so, of course, will see Alan's comment there, and I think we'll take it into consideration. So is there any objection to proceeding in that way? If no objection, then we'll just add that sentence basically to the addendum document. And I think everyone was in agreement that there wasn't any need, or I heard no objection to the view that there was no need for us to change anything in our report. Is there any objection to that view? I think Staten had stated that. And is there any objection to that view on the subteam? Okay, if not, then I think we're almost done here. I will circulate a revised version of the addendum document, and I guess I'll work with Margie on just what the best way is, how that should be plugged into to what we, you know, our revised final report. I guess one logistical question is, does anybody know, or Margie, I guess I would ask you, what's the status of sub-team A and their review of the comments and consideration of any changes of their part of the report?
Sure, Steve. I think they are scheduling a meeting. We're sending a doodle to schedule a meeting perhaps next week to go over their comments. So they're probably about a week or two behind this group. The comments that were related to the registrant rights charter were fairly minimal, so I don't expect a lot of work out of that group. But I do think it'll probably be about a two-week delay.
Okay. Well, I know we're too late to get this finalized and up before the council at its next meeting, which is next week, right? So.
Oh yes, definitely. It's too late. Tomorrow, I think, is the deadline for next week's meeting.
So really, we're looking at the meeting after that, and I know we talked about this last. On our last call, and I can't remember when it is, but I know we have at least a few more weeks in order to meet that deadline. So it sounds as though I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sure, it's a long gap. Glenn, can you tell us the date of the next meeting after the September 8th meeting? Or Marika, I think it's early October, but so we have a fair amount of time until then.
Okay.
I'll look it up and send.
It's the 7th of October, according to the Genius
Open.
Was
on mute, Margie. It's Glenn.
Okay.
Margie.
Yes.
It's October the 7th.
Okay. Thank you.
Great.
Sorry, I was on mute and. It is at 15 UTC.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so, we do have a few weeks, but I will circulate this by tomorrow so that we can wrap up our portion of it anyway. So let me ask if anybody else has any other business, or and particularly the staff, or if we left any. Do we have any loose ends here that we need to tie up?
Steve, it's Margie. No, I don't think so. I mean, I think that you've hit the next work, which is essentially updating the addendum. We'll attach it to the initial report. We'll send out a draft, a revised report for the working group members to review. And then, assuming everyone's okay with the final version, then at least our part of the work would be done.
Great. Okay. Well, in that case, since this may be our last call as the sub-team B, at least a lesson until the council acts on something and perhaps asks us to continue any work in this vein, I just want to thank everybody for their participation. I know our lifespan was a little bit more protracted than we initially intended or maybe hoped, but I thank everybody for sticking with it and for all the contributions they made to the discussion. I think we've got a good product here, and I think we've contributed to the process. So I'll just close by thanking everybody for their participation. And just please keep an eye out for this last mailing of what we've discussed today.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.